6 a.m. Rise.
New Rock on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
So, Scorch, I want to know everything. How did this thing go yesterday? I know you had an audition. Scorch is acting, and he's actually getting auditions.
Yeah, it was for a spot that was going to run in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And I went in, and I had no idea what they were looking for. They were looking for a Tom Hardy type.
Right.
And I went in, and they said, okay, we're looking. They had it all drawn out. They're looking for a Hercules type.
Okay. Okay.
You think they tell you that before you go show up?
Okay. Yeah. You know, and I'm, you know, I'm in shape, but I'm not a Hercules shape.
Right.
You know, I'm not 6'10 or nothing like that. So she said, slate yourself. That's when you say your name and where you're from. Here's what we're going to have you do. We're going to have you push the wall as if you're pushing a big boulder up a mountain. As I start pushing, she says, oh, wait, can you take your shirt off?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's Hercules, and you're going to be wearing like a leather thing.
You know? Oh, like, my gosh.
Like, but you know when you're like, I wanted to put my little hands in front of my little
nipple. No, you didn't.
Oh, really? I was like, giggling. I'm like, tee.
Oh, God.
I don't know what to do, you know? Yeah.
Has anybody asked you to take off your pants yet?
You mean in the movies?
Yes. In the auditions?
No, just here.
Because they do that.
Yeah, the casting couch.
Yeah, they will. No, not the casting couch. No, they will.
Thanks, man.
They will actually, I hear, get you down to your skivvies sometimes because they want to see your body type.
It was uncomfortable. They said, can you go to the side? And I'm like doing one of these poses. Can you do the back?
Yeah, hold on a sec. We got a phone call. Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Steven. It's funny. I can actually speak to this because I'm an actor, too.
Yeah.
I do it on the side in Los Angeles. And anyway, I can tell you that a lot of times they will ask you to remove all of your clothing.
All of your clothing?
Yeah. In fact, I was at an audition earlier this afternoon where I had to get completely nude. And it was a bit uncomfortable, not as uncomfortable, of course, as that the director was also nude.
Oh, yeah. That could be
it. That made it weird.
No good.
More rock. More snow. This is the Scorch, Mikey, and Russ Show on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
This is always a fun game to play. We call it Slogan Off. These are slogans from yesterday's products and some from today's products.
So, Slogan Off.
See how well you do on this one. This is an older product. You're soaking in it.
Oh, man,
you beat me by a
very
good
shot. How about...
Madge the manicurist.
Yeah, that's very good. Something's brewing.
Iced tea or coffee.
Lipton.
No,
iced tea.
No, you know, I've never heard this. Blue Moon Beer. Is something's brewing.
Oh, Sean.
You didn't know that one, Sean?
I don't consider Blue Moon a real beer.
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go.
All right.
How good are you with double your pleasure, double your fun?
Double may come.
Well, good. And I'm going to give you one more new one. More saving, more doing.
It's the Home Depot.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You want one more?
Yes, one more, please.
Okay. I will give you one more. Ring around the collar.
Whisk
is right for Russ.
Gosh, darn it. Wow.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Even more fun's on the way. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ will return on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
It's time for another hour of Scorch, Mikey, and Russ.
Don't try this at home. We're what you call
experts. Oh, we're not done yet. Mikey, what's coming up this hour?
Who's the number one celebrity people think should run for president? And by the way, this supports a theory that I have that is that we like to elect celebrities.
Not Donald Trump?
It is not Donald Trump.
No. Russ.
I have a 60-second shred coming up in the music news. Joe Perry of Aerosmith begs to differ with Steven Tyler. And we'll tell you what they're differing over. And also, finally, a pizza box that allows the stoner to be happy.
Oh, boy.
We'll tell you how.
New Rock on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
I assume that we are all familiar with the person in the grocery store line that has, I don't know, 12, 13,
30
items. And you're standing behind them, and what you've got is a box of cereal. And they don't say to you, oh, you go first. You go ahead of me. To me, it is so rude. Now, here's my question for you guys, Scorch and Russ. Would you guys ever ask to go in front?
before that, I don't think it's rude. I think you're making a bad assumption.
No. Really?
I think it's not thinking.
I agree. I don't but think... that's rude.
No.
You should have thoughts about people around you, your environment, your space, and if you don't, I think it's rude.
No, I think if they consciously make a decision not to let you in, it's rude. If they're just off in la-la land thinking about what they're going to cook for dinner tonight and they don't notice, mm-hmm. you got to give them a pass on it. But I still say it's your fault.
Why?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yes.
Can I just pop ahead of you? I just got this one item.
I can't do it.
Why?
Because I don't want the confrontation.
Nobody will ever say no to you. That's what you're afraid of. You're afraid of no.
Sure.
And but nobody will ever, sorry, Scorch, nobody will ever say no.
And it's not a confrontation. You just, it's a 3-second thing. Excuse me, I got one item. Can I just go?
Well, to Mikey, it's a confrontation if they say no.
What else could go wrong? Find out. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ will return on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ. 60-second-ish shred.
Have some weed with your pizza. That story coming up in a sec.
Boy.
First, in the music news, this guy. That's Joe Perry from his solo album, and Joe says that Aerosmith have not, capital N-O-T, decided on their immediate future, despite Steven Tyler going all out to the press saying that they're probably going to have a farewell tour next year.
Oh, wow.
Steven's just going off the reservation. He said, well, we may do a farewell tour, but the five of us have never gotten together and discussed it. Not yet.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think?
I think Steven's like that. He's a wild card.
He is a wild card.
So after countless years of innovation, a hero, Scorch, somebody who you will admire now, has finally mashed together every Toker's favorite activity. He's eating pizza.
Yes.
And smoking weed.
Well, I'm listening.
Okay. In the pizza box for this company called Push for Pizza, they're a new startup pizza company, and their little hook is, embedded in your pizza box, you can snap out a pipe.
Good for them.
Nice.
And you can load it with your weed, and you can smoke.
You gotta be kidding
me. After your pizza. And who doesn't want a good toke after pizza?
You gotta be kidding me. Where is this taking place again?
I don't know. It's called Push for Pizza. They're a new pizza startup company.
I just wonder if that's in Colorado, if that's it, because...
Well, no, they're not selling the weed. They're just giving you the pipe.
Just giving you the pipe.
And it's not even a pipe, right?
It would be... Yeah, well, it would be.
No, it's because you have to make it. It's cardboard.
So it's cardboard.
It's embedded in the cardboard cover with snap-out lines. You have to snap it out and put it together. And
if you're tone deaf and need singing lessons... Here's some advice. Turn your radio way up until you can't hear yourself anymore. Now, this is the Scorch Mikey and Russ Show on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
Ellen recently made this revelation on her show.
Somehow, this is happening. Someone told me a new poll came out on a website called ranker.com. I don't know if you've heard of this. I hadn't. There's a ranking of 50 celebrities people think should run for president. I have been voted number one.
Yes.
Thank you, and not interested. Thank you. That sounds like the worst job in the world to me.
So here's my thought on this whole her being the number one celebrity that people want to run for president. It's the reason I think that some presidents get elected. It's because they are an American idol. They're just a celebrity.
Yeah, you know, Obama was a celebrity. He totally got elected, not because of his policies. He got elected for his celebrity.
Yes.
But this was, they're asking in this poll what celebrity people think should run for president. So for it to be a celebrity is not out of the question, obviously.
Well, right. I mean, anybody on the list technically could be somebody that people would want to run. But what I'm saying is the fact that people are even ranking them, that you could even put a list of 50 together. That means people, they like it. Mm. They like celebrity people running for politics. Ronald Reagan, Clint Eastwood, The guy, Jesse Ventura from Minnesota. There's just so many of them.
They run for office, and the guy from Saturday Night Live, who's the...
Al Franken.
I'm Al Franken.
They just...
Celebrity doesn't make you president. It really doesn't.
Oh, Russ. It's going to make Trump president.
No, he's not going to be president.
He's going to be president because he was the... This is the most crazy statement. He's going to be president of the United States because he was the apprentice. I love the poorly educated.
Me too. That's us.
More rock, more snark in just a few. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ will return on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com. Rocking the Thermodyne Heating and Air Studios. It's the Tailgate Party Weekend on WMYK Peru Kokomo. Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Keep your pants off. It's time for another hour of Scorch, Mikey, and Russ.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS.
Sounds like a scam.
Don't try this at home. We're what you call experts.
I just put my pants on.
Thought that they weren't on until then scares me. What do you have coming up, Mikey?
Well, Jimmy Fallon pulled a random fan on stage to sing about a random topic. My question for you is this legit? Or the guy is almost too good. So you decide.
Interesting. Russ, what you got?
60 Second Shred coming up. In the music news, we're going to talk about a bass player doing the national anthem and what that possibly sounds like. And also a website that lets you have Obama say anything you want him to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scorch, Mikey, and Russ present today's hottest new comic, Siri.
Siri's been dabbling into football lately.
Oh, Siri.
And she's not really a football fan, so I don't know if her observation is going to be funny or not, but here she is with her football observation.
New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton said he hates guns and would like to see them banned. What the hell is he talking about? If the Saints players didn't own guns, the team would have no defense at all.
Okay, do they not have a good defense?
They had no defense.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's true.
Even more fun's on the way. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ will return on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ, 60-second-ish shred.
A website where President Obama will speak whatever words you put in his mouth. That's coming up in a sec.
Great.
First, in the music news, Flea played the national anthem at last night's Lakers game for Kobe's retirement. Flea is a bass player. I don't know if you've ever heard the national anthem played on bass, but you're about to.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to honor the United States of America, please rise, remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem this evening by Flea.
Flea.
Is that Michael Buffer?
All right, I don't know if it's okay not to play the whole national anthem, but I'm not going to. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
If anybody now says to you, have you ever heard the national anthem on bass?
I have.
Yes, I have. Search for Obama mashup online, and you find all these cleverly edited clips of Obama saying things they never really said just through creative editing. They take a word here, a word here, and put it together.
Right.
Well, now there's a website that does it for you.
Okay.
They've just taken every word Obama has ever uttered.
Right.
And put it into a database so you can type
fish.
No, I'm going to go more creative than that. Muslims swim in my backyard.
Okay, I like that better.
And Obama will speak those words.
Muslims swim in my backyard.
Yeah, but a little more choppy because it's all edited together.
Oh, that's true.
Know? But anyway, talkobama2.me. Talkobama2.me.
We think Kurt Cobain said it best. If it's illegal to rock and roll, throw us in jail. Rock 98.5.
Coming up Monday, 40% of people are afraid of this at work.
The Free Beer and Outwig Show, weekdays, Rock 98.5.
This is the Scorch, Mikey, and Russ Show on Rock 98.5. 98.5 at rock985.com.
Jimmy Fallon pulled a fan out of the audience to sing about a random topic. The random topic he was given was pulled pork. Now, here's my question for you guys. Is this legit? Is this genuine and real? Because the guy is almost a little too good.
So they had to sing and make up the lyrics at the same time?
Yeah. In other words, Jimmy's band, The Roots, would play the music, just some riff that they make up.
Okay.
And he has to make up a song that somehow incorporates pulled pork. Here we go.
It's hard working in the summertime when the skin starts to play. Bodies on the beach have trained all day. Put a little pig on the spit, watch him cooking while he spins. No shoes, no shorts, I'm in. Oh, I pull my pork every day. I pull it every hour. I pull it in the kitchen and I
pull it in the shower.
You ruined it for me.
Yes, I'm a meat man to the core. Till the champagne pop the cork. And watch me while I pull my own pork. Mom, don't come in. I'm pulling my own pork.
100% shill.
Right?
100%.
That's not real, right?
Now, no. I've seen that bit before, and I think they actually they give them the lyrics to read.
Oh, they do?
I believe so.
I got you. Yeah.
What else could go wrong? Find out. Scorch, Mikey, and Russ will return on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
Your mama don't love them. Their daddy don't love them. Nobody loves them.
Them is Scorch, Mikey, and Russ. The Stanky Radio Show. And they need some love.
Love, love, love.
So call, email, and put up a stink for the Stanks.
And hold on to your hats, because it's time for another hour of Scorch, Mikey, and Russ.
The Stanky Radio Show.
Don't try this at home. We're what you call experts.
Admit it, you love Stanks.
Yeah, coming up, Mikey.
Well, we're going to be talking about a teacher. We talked about her the other day who had an affair with some of her students. She's acting in her own defense because she can't afford a lawyer, but she's bringing up some very interesting things to try to defend herself against having sex with this 16 and 17-year-old kid.
So what you're saying is she has a good defense.
Well, you'll see. Let's see what you think.
What's happening, Russ?
60-second shred in the music news. We're going to talk about Tom Petty's side project, Mudcrutch. And also, George Lopez being intellectually dishonest.
No.
We'll put it that way.
New Rock on Rock 98.5 at rock985.com.
We talked about this girl a few days ago. Her name is Brianne Altice. Mm-hmm. And she's the 36-year-old woman that is accused of sexual assault because she had sex with students ages 16 and 17 in 2013.
That's fine. 16 and 17 is fine.
For God's sake, Roy. Russ.
Shouldn't be illegal if it's consensual. Go ahead.
Well, would you like to hear what she wrote down in her defense? This is like, you know, she had to come up with her own defense. She says, prior to the 2012-2013 school year, his attendance and school behavior was a problem causing low grades and suspension from school. Attendance and grades and behavior improved during his 2012-2013 school year, allowing him to meet his goal of graduating a semester early.
Oh, nice.
I bet.
So, speaking of herself, she says, Miss Altice encouraged positive academic results and displayed the importance of continued and higher education.
Hear, hear.
Yes.
Huzzah, huzzah. Yes.
She did that along with doing the Sideways Cowboy, but she did do it. She says Miss Altice was never contacted by parents during her employment at the high school, so parents never had any problem with her. And she said neither the student or blah, blah, blah attend parent-teacher conferences during the time that she was his teacher. So she's trying to say, oh, his parents never came to parent-teacher conferences.
They were disengaged.
They were disengaged. Not bad for just coming up with your own defense.
I think that's an awesome defense, and I think it works.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah, I do. I think, I don't, you know, look, kids are going to fool around. What's the difference if they fool around with Sally in social studies?
Because she's socially undeveloped, too.
How do you know how socially developed they are? Because some 16-year-olds are like 30-year-olds.
Yeah, but they're not really. They're not. I mean, we could. I put that under the category of STMP. It sounds good, not true. STNT.
All right. You know, this is a, Mikey, you just totally synthesized the point in my brain.
What do you mean?
This is why we have the Second Amendment.
Which, what's the second? The right to bear arms?
Yeah, that's what always kept it from happening in the past.
Yeah, the right to bear arms.
Dad with the shotgun.
Yeah, he had the shotgun.
That's all.
That's right.
That's all we need.
More rock.